Yeah.
Let's just go ahead and move on, man. I mean, you can't even segue from, you know, honey on your breasts and thighs, but we just gonna, you know, I think we got something that kind of talks to this subject.
Oh, yeah.
Before, you know, we got married. You know how we had a life before we got married. Mm, right. We was putting honey on breasts and thighs when we shouldn't have been. And it led to dating disasters. So that's what we're gonna talk about. We're gonna talk about dating disasters, man. How did, you know, you was premature with your honey on your breasts and thighs, and it got you messed up.
Yep.
And you know who I'm going to first? I'm gonna do it like counterclockwise, because we gotta go to the math first, because
he probably gonna
take up the whole segment. Then we're gonna bring it back to the pastor. Yeah. They're gonna have the best stories.
They are.
And then, you know, say it come in, I might have something I can throw in there. We'll see what I can pull out my hat. Yeah, but Matt, tell me about your dating disasters, man.
All right.
I know you've had plenty.
All right.
You feel the energy in that? You ready to go?
So before I got married, this was a while back, you know, okay.
Right.
You know, I mean, if you cute, you cute, you know, hey, you can be 120, 150, you know.
Yeah,
250. 250, you know.
Cute,
hey,
cute.
If you cute, you cute. You
know. You got to have a pretty face, that's all.
Yeah, you know, so.
Ooh, smell good.
So I start dating this one chick. I mean, she was a dime. Okay. I mean, she was a piece. You know, she could dress good, everything. She was light-skinned. She was nice. Oh, she had it going on. Uh-huh. Wore heels and all that stuff.
I ain't too impressed by the light-skinned like that, but I ain't going to interject on your story. Go ahead,
man. I think, I don't know, I would give her, I'm going to give her about 260.
So she's 260 and still 260? A dime?
Man, she was cold.
Man.
I'm talking about cold.
No, she was bad.
I mean, you understand what I'm saying? Like Beyonce, just 260. Girl.
Right.
Okay. Man, was she 260 and tall? Like 260?
No. 260
and
no.
See, that'd be scary if she was 260 and like 6'3". I'd be intimidated.
Yeah, I'd be scared.
I mean, she was 260 and short, you know.
Or average size.
You know, but she wasn't like...
she carried that 260 in the right place.
Yeah. She carried it, you know. So she had
it wasn't dragging. She carried.
So she wasn't sloppy or nothing like that. You know, she wore everything nice. You know, all the nice clothes and everything.
That makes a difference.
But the whole thing is, you know,
she was really a man.
Mordecai.
Oh man. Oh.
Yeah. Maverick.
And this was this was a long time ago though, you know. So we get to dating or whatnot, you know, we do the sex thing or whatnot, you know.
Right.
So I meet her at the mall, you know, so as soon as we get to the mall, so like she grabbed my hand. I'm like, okay, that's cool. She's aggressive. I like this.
Right.
You know? You know, so we walking through the mall and
you think somebody go home, and you know that employee hallway, you know, one of the employees comes in, you about to get your action in down there.
Right.
So we're walking through the mall and, you know, so we're just walking through and then, you know, another woman looking over and stuff like that. And so she just grabbed my hand even tighter and just a mean mugging woman. So I'm like, what in the world is going on? We just got together, you know, I'm like, hold it.
Right.
Is this controlling? You know?
Yeah.
So now let me get to the part.
Mm. Oh, okay. Take your time.
Okay.
Take your time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we do a whole dating thing or whatnot. Bam, bam, bam. Mm-hmm. So mind you, I'm messing with a whole lot of other chicks on the side.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So I was sitting on my front porch, and I'm on the other line. You know. So she calls, and then so she like, who you on the other line with? I'm like,
this reminded me of that episode of The Fresh Prince where he was dating Vivica Fox and he ran his whole entire life.
Yeah.
Told him what to eat and everything.
And so, I'm like, I ain't on the other line with nobody, you know. And then so, I'm like, but let me hit you back though, you know.
Right.
So, so I hung up on her, you know. Then she coming back again. Who you on the phone with? So. I'm like,
phone with. Got a trace on your phone.
Yeah, I ain't no phone with nobody. So she get to blowing my phone up, you know. So I don't even want to answer no more.
Right.
So I get off the phone, you know, bam. Right. I'm sitting on the front porch. She drive over, you know. She come through,
right?
You know,
that's a no-no.
And this is a brand new car, though. You know what I'm saying? So my my driveway had like a dip in it, you know.
Right.
So, you know, you got to take it slow up them dips.
Right.
So you don't mess up your front end.
Take that whole exhaust off.
I'm talking about she just come through like a battleship, brand new whip, though. You know what I'm saying? Hit the corner, like, boom, boom, boom. You know, just dog her whole front car up the dip in the driveway. And then, so she get out. So I think by that time, I done already went in the house and went downstairs. So I'm chilling.
You went to bomb shelter, huh?
Yeah.
So I'm inside my room downstairs. So she knock on the door like, boom, boom, boom. Who in the house? Who in the house? You know. So I'm just chilling for now, you know.
She about to wreck your house and you just chilling?
I'm just chilling, you know. It wasn't nobody, when no girl saw my house or nothing like that,
right.
You know.
Right.
And so she just beating them, boom, 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 boom. So this goes on for like 5 minutes. She's just beating the door, boom, boom, boom. And it's loud. Like I'm thinking like neighbors hearing and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So she just turn around and start and just grab like the pillars of the door. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, boom, boom.
She's about to pull a Samson to the whole Coliseum.
And then I look out the window, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, what the world going on? I
look at him like, no, she just tearing my house up. Ain't that big?
So
you ain't calling 911?
Nuh-uh, not yet. I had wanted to, but I just didn't, you know. So
he was intrigued. It was interesting.
Yeah. So I'm like, wow, what is she about to do? So she like, tell that bee to come out here. You know, I'm like, what in the world? Like,
a human barricade? What's she doing?
It was like she had like this summary, or I ain't gonna say summary, but she just, her mind was just crazy. Like she just knew everything that happened or something like that. You know, like I was having sex inside, you know, my house with a chick or something like that. She just knew that this was going on. She just knew.
Like she knew, or she just was assuming that you weren't going to tell her otherwise.
No. This is what I'm saying.
Or it was really happening.
Nothing was going on.
Right. Okay.
But she knew that something was going on. You know, she
she knew you had some other chicks on the side, basically.
No, this is what I'm saying. Like,
okay,
she just knew in her head that he had somebody in the house.
Yeah. She knew in her head that somebody.
That's what I was saying. You know, she just convinced you ain't going to be able to tell her otherwise happened.
Yeah. She was convinced for real. She's crazy. So she just grabbed the pillars like boom, boom, and then so she just start back kicking like a horse, like boom, boom. And this chick, mind you, she about 260 though.
See, solid.
And solid. You would never think that a woman could do this though.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I didn't think that it was possible.
Mm.
You know, so she just boom, 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 boom. And I'm like, man, I'm thinking of somebody else going to call the police because I wasn't going to do it. I was scared myself. I'm scared myself.
Help me.
So I went in the hallway. And I grabbed a shovel.
Right.
And I stuck a shovel. I stuck a shovel by the door.
Okay.
I was like, couldn't open it.
So just in case something was to happen. It would be something to brace the door.
Right, but this is what I like about this show, how we keep it so real. You know, any other man would be trying to make themselves look tough in this situation. Nah, he letting y'all know, I'm terrified for my life. He ain't scared to say it. So go ahead.
So I dropped the shovel at the bottom of the dough. No, matter of fact, it was like the mid part, you know, right there. You know, and then our door, it was sort of like, it had a part where it could kind of like, it just wasn't straight down, you know.
Right.
So I stuck it right there just in case she actually broke through or something, you know.
Right.
So she just boom, 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 boom. And I just heard this big loud crack. Crack. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
And she broke the whole like column part of the door.
All
like
the,
you know,
hinges?
Not the hinge part of
the whole frame of the door.
It's about the molding part.
The whole frame on this side, you know, where the lock is on.
She broke the whole foundation.
She broke the whole thing, you know, and it just cracked. I'm like, wow.
See,
you know,
just go back to what I said earlier. It was like, is he dating a man? You might have been dating a man. You might have been a man on the side.
Mordecai.
But,
man.
But was this your house or was this your mama house?
This was my mama house.
Man.
Oh. This is my mama house. And my mama wasn't there that day, you know.
Man.
So she just bust through the whole thing. You know, then she turned around after that, and then I guess moved the shovel, or the shovel slid out the way. Well,
the shovel scared
happened.
To it ran.
The shovel ran. And then so she came up, boom, 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 and I ran through the kitchen and came and bust up on my door, like, where's she at? Where's she at? You know, and then.
All you had to do was confront her in the beginning, man. She wouldn't have to demolish your house.
Right, man. What your mama say?
Well, eventually I had to tell my mother.
How are you going to explain that the whole door frame is missing?
Eventually I had to tell her. And then, you know, come to find out, this girl had been, she had already been into a lot of trouble already.
I would imagine this wasn't the first time.
I think she had like stabbed somebody or something like that, or
go figure.
Something happened, you know, already where she was hard. So
all,
I mean,
all for a piece, huh? You see how that gets? But, all right. For a little piece.
But she had me hemmed up inside my own bedroom, though. Like,
did she have you choked up? Like, up on snatched up?
Well, lightweight, you know. Lightweight, me choked up, like, had me choked up, like, me all up in my chest and everything, you know. Like a sucker up in there, though. Dog me.
So, would you have felt wrong if you would have had mustered up the courage to fight back?
Hmm. Keyword is if you had mustard.
Right, yeah. Because clearly you didn't.
I think I would have felt wrong, you know.
I mean, I'm getting hemmed up like that. I feel like I...
Dude, man, she broke your door off the hinges. After
no, not the hinges. You keep saying the wrong thing.
Okay, she broke it off the
she
frame.
She kicked the whole front section of the house off.
The frame off.
Dude. There's no front beat section.
I would have took that shovel and whamped her right inside her head.
She, yeah. You got a whole, you know how people got the big panoramic
windows. I would have whacked
this whole house is panoramic now. She kicked the whole house over in the front.
Yeah. I would have, man, took a
she dogged the door, man.
Yeah, yeah,
man.
Maybe let you go last, man.
Wow.
That takes the icing off the cake, man. That is wow. Crazy. So okay, you got anything else outside?
But I changed my life, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they're trying to take your life, man. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Man. Leave them chicks alone, man. Leave them alone.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. You got to do them backgrounds. I see why you grew up to here. You look a little different. Lost the weight, man. You're trying to, yeah. You're trying to reconfigure yourself.
Yeah.
I get it now. It makes sense now. It yeah. Makes total sense.
Really
I understand.
Wow.
Any other violent women that you've been with?
I mean, a lot, you know, but I, you know.
Man, he's just
we the, good right now.
He's just an interesting subject, man. On one end, he's a thug.
Thug girl.
But on the second hand, he would tell you that he'd been hemmed up by, you know, Donkey Kong Jr. I'd have to keep that
he
one to myself.
He said Donkey Kong Jr.